Hey, folks.
Love
this
Talk
is
Radio.
Michael Youngblood tonight. Tonight's July 16th. This is session 12 of ShowPU Online, Entrepreneurship and Globalization, and we're kind of nearing the end of our course here. We have one more week, so we're kind of in the final stretch. As you've probably seen from my emails, there are three main assignments that most of the students are working on right now. There's three assignments that are due next Wednesday, July 25th. I just want to go over, you know, a few kind of housekeeping items before we get down to tonight's pitch session. So, assignments, they're all due next Wednesday, July 25th. Don't worry about time zone differences, just sometime on the 25th. Those assignments include two Wikipedia entries on any topic. Does not necessarily have to be on entrepreneurship or globalization. The exercise here is an exercise in sharing your work online in kind of a crowdsourced site like Wiki. The second assignment is you're going to write a 2,000 to 3,000 word action plan on your new venture, a plan of entrepreneurial engagement, and you're going to post that onto the social learning platform Bookneedo. And the third assignment that you're going to complete by Wednesday, July 25th, is a video, and that's going to be about a 2-minute video. Somebody just asked on Twitter if that can be a PowerPoint presentation with a voiceover. That's exactly the kind of video we expect. A couple other housekeeping notes. On Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, July 18th, we're going to hold office hours. I'm sure there are questions related to the assignments and the due dates and the social learning platform. So this Wednesday, July 18th, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in D.C., New York time, we're going to hold office hours to answer those questions. And that will be on Google Chat and Google Plus on the ShowPU Gmail account. Tonight, let's get down to it. Tonight is pitch night. So last week we announced that we're going to give students 60 seconds to make a pitch on their new venture that they've been thinking about, that they've been writing about, that they've been gathering feedback about. And the winner tonight is going to win $300. We have about a dozen callers, it looks like, here tonight to make a pitch. And the most important thing for our listeners tonight is that we're going to be voting. You're going to vote at ashokayu.org/online. And you're going to go to tonight's session, which is session 12. And you'll see a voting tally there. You're just going to enter your name, first and last, your email address, and then the name of each person. So in just a couple minutes, we're going to get people going for tonight's pitch session. And let me get geared up for that, and we'll be right back. Anybody in? No. All right, as we're gearing up our first caller, we are going to take Christina from D.C.
Hi, can you
Christina,
hear me?
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, you are on. So here's the rule, Christina and everyone else. We're going to give you 60 seconds. And before you make your pitch, just kind of say your name and the name of your venture. Give your 60 seconds. And then when you close, your name and your venture's name once again. Does that sound good, Christina?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Tell me about what you're working on.
Okay. My name is Christina, and my venture is called The Future is Ours. And the first step in the process, it just has to do with there's so many amazing things that are already going on in the world, these ideas that start as seeds in people's heads. They become local and community projects, like things that everybody in this class is trying to do. And there are great leaders that are not in the public vernacular and random acts of kindness that are practiced when nobody's looking. And often the media gives us, you know, more death, destruction, and reasons to be afraid of things. So I want to build a platform for people to share the positive things that are already going on that they would like to see more of in the world. And they can range from things like cities working toward being carbon neutral to positive and awesome minority role models, to bridges being built in the face of political tension, like the Israel Loves Iran Facebook page, to neighbors being nice to each other, to things that I can't even think of. So the idea is to invite people to share from all perspectives and to collectively build a reserve of hope and a resource for inspiration on the foundation of what's already going on. And again, my name is Christina, and my venture is called The Future is Ours.
Great. And your name again?
Christina.
And the name of your venture?
The Future is Ours.
All right, Christina, thanks. We'll get voting out there. And for both our students pitching and for people listening, anybody's available to make a pitch tonight. You can call in, you can make a pitch. Anybody can also vote. So, you know, even if it's not a student in the course, you guys can go out and gather your networks to vote. All right, we're about to take our next caller. We're going to take Kat. Kat, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Kat, you want to tell us who you are, the name of your venture?
Yes, my name is Kat Haber, and I'm from Homer, Alaska. And the name of my venture is TED Ecstasy.
TED Ecstasy. Spelled about like it sounds, and Aaron, the co-instructor, and I were just joking before this course that we have callers or students from literally every corner of the globe. How many people live in Homer, Alaska, Kat?
5,000.
5,000.
We're a little sea and art fishing village.
Wow. Wow. Well, Kat, tell us in 60 seconds about TED Ecstasy.
Okay. TED Ecstasy, it's a mobile game to teach youth how to organize their own TEDx events. You might be familiar with TED, which stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, like the TED Talks. TEDx are independently organized TED events of ideas worth spreading. There have been over 4,500 globally in the last 3.5 years. We're a social movement in the making. So TED Ecstasy turns the complicated organizing process, which is written in a 50-page document, into a game of infographics, cool online tools, and social exchange spaces, and delivers audience to more than 17,000 TEDx talks. And with 25,000 high schools in America, there's quite a market for it. So TED Ecstasy, it's free to the user. It's sustained by premium upgrades, and it's sustaining to TEDx youth organizers. So I hope that you'll get excited for TED Ecstasy.
Great, Kat. Thanks for calling. Your name and the name of your venture one more time?
Kat Haber, TED Ecstasy.
Great, Kat. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure.
All right, so two down, about 10 more to go. And our next caller, we're going to take Yoni. 323.
Hi.
Yoni, are you on?
I'm on.
Is it Yoni or Joni?
How's it going?
Good, good. Yoni or Joni?
It's Yoni. Why?
Great, great. So tell us your name and the name of your venture, please.
Absolutely. So my name is Yoni Binsock, and my venture's name is Climate Scores.
And Yoni, do you have a Twitter handle for some of our followers on Twitter?
Absolutely. You can either find me at Yoni Binsock or at Climate Scores.
Great. And maybe when you're done with your pitch, you can give a quick tweet to everybody.
Sure.
All right. So in 60 seconds, tell us about your venture.
Okay, great. So I believe that climate change is one of the most serious issues facing our species and our planet. Yet our government hasn't done anything about it. And I think the reason why is because citizens don't have the information that they need to make informed decisions. So at www.climatescores.com, we've created a scorecard grading our politicians on how they stand on climate change. So bills and amendments about investment in renewable energy, tax subsidies to oil corporations, and climate change mitigation will all be factored in how they rank from A to F. Along with this information, users will be enabled to contact their representatives demanding action on this urgent issue. So I thank you for your time, and I hope we tackle one of the biggest issues humanity has ever faced. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Yoni. What's the name of your venture again?
Climate Scores.
Climate Scores. And will you spell your first name for us?
Yoni, Y-O-N-I.
Yoni, thanks for calling, man. Great stuff.
Thanks.
All right, and our next caller in just a minute here, we're going to take Julieta. Let's see if we can get Julieta here.
Hello?
Julieta, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. My Twitter handle is Jornalista.
All right, and will you say your name, the name of your venture, and your Twitter handle one more time?
Okay, so my name is Julieta. And my Twitter handle is at Jornalista with SH. And the name of the venture is the Social Entrepreneurship Online Open Database.
Great. And Julieta, where are you calling us from and where are you from?
I'm from Argentina. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, great. Well, welcome. And in 60 seconds, will you tell us about your venture?
Okay. So the idea is that Social Entrepreneurship Open Database is an international multilingual free online database of innovative solutions. So it is organized by problems, geographic areas, and field of work. So it's basically a tool that collects, processes, and organizes social innovation information. So let's say that you are in a rural area in China and you have a problem in your community and you have access to the database because it's free and it's online. And then there is a person in a rural area in Brazil that already found a solution for a very similar problem. So you can see the solution and you can adapt that solution to your own problem. So this will speed up the innovation process and will maximize the impact. And, yeah, it will make research faster and easier.
Great. That's right at 60 seconds, Julieta. Your name, your venture's name, and your Twitter handle one more time.
Okay. So the project is at jornalista.com, and my handle is Jornalista, and my name is Julieta.
Great. Thanks a lot for calling.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, and before we take our next caller, I want to say a couple of things. As you listen to these, you know, both be listening to vote for your students, but also be listening to these pitches. You know, all entrepreneurs, at some point, you know, in your career, you're going to make elevator pitches. And that's basically you have 30 or 60 seconds to tell somebody about what you're working on. And we must get, you know, a few of these a week. You know, here in D.C., we're going to conferences. Sometimes we get a dozen in a day. So listen to these and kind of learn what you like and, you know, what you can do better if you were given a pitch. That's part of what you can do tonight. And part of also, if you're just listening tonight, you can also connect, you know, with these students. Part of the concept behind the course is that we want students from all around the globe to be able to connect with each other. Many of our students are actually working on projects together. They've teamed up. They've met online. And you know, if something kind of, you know, strikes a chord with you, then reach out and say hi to one of our pitchers tonight. Next, we're going to go with Jamie. Let's get Jamie here in just a minute. Jamie, are you with us?
Hi, I'm here.
Hey, Jamie.
How are you?
Good, great. Glad to. It's great to actually connect with so many of our students who we interact with each week and actually get you guys on the phone. So, Jamie, why don't you tell us who you are and the name of your venture and your Twitter handle.
Well, I'm Jamie. I'm calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The venture is called the Mutual Conglomeration Model, and the Twitter handle is Jamie Gear.
Jamie Gear, and I'm sure he'll tweet that in just a couple of minutes. So, Jamie, in 60 seconds, tell us what you're working on.
Okay. I'm here to offer up a new perspective in organizational development that creates innovative solutions to post-industrialized problems. The idea, as I have come to formulate it, and the most fitting title, is called the Mutual Conglomeration Model. As the name might imply, this idea of organizational structure is embedded in the idea of a conglomeration. The mutual conglomeration seeks to operate with a variety of core businesses working in different industries, primarily those most often used by other businesses like accounting, IT, et cetera. Starting with this platform, the idea is to use this model as a launch pad for entrepreneurs and startups who will be the primary clientele. The service helps increase the fitness of entrepreneurs and startups by giving them access to resources and an environment designed to help them get every possible advantage. Having businesses under this umbrella and setting them up in an ecosystem like fashion confers many benefits and solves problems traditional startup organizations face when they run into adversity and hardship.
That's right at 60 seconds. Well, I'm going to compliment you and our other students pitching tonight because there's a lot of contests like these and people tend to go way, way over 60 seconds. So, Jamie, your name, your venture's name again, and your Twitter handle.
I am Jamie. The venture's name is called the Mutual Conglomeration Model, and the Twitter handle is Jamie Gear.
Jamie Gear. Thanks, Jamie.
Yep.
All right, next we're going to take Haley, and I think Haley is on the call. I think she's one of our students who has teamed up. Haley, are you there?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, Haley, you're on. So your name and are there two callers on the line?
Yes. This is
both
Supriya.
Your names, your venture's name, and why don't you tell us how you guys met?
Yeah, so I'm Haley and I'm Supriya. We're calling from Providence, Rhode Island. We're currently interns here training for the social ventures that we're about to pitch. Supriya will be going back to Michigan, and I'll be in New Orleans, and we're pitching for campus microfinance.
All right. Haley, in 60 seconds, tell us what you guys are working on.
All right. So 100 million Americans are either in poverty or perilously close to it. We all know that microfinance is an innovative way of tackling poverty, but we're not here to pitch Kiva or Grameen Bank. We're pitching ourselves as college students. College students are innovative, invested in their communities, and eager for meaningful experience. Students from all across the country are starting their own microfinance organizations. I am a University of Michigan student, and my MFI will help people in Ypsilanti transition from unemployment to self-employment. As a Tulane student, my MFI will be an alternative to payday lending in New Orleans. Student-run MFIs offer anything from financial coaching to microloans to goal-based savings accounts and business development services. Imagine if MFIs were as ubiquitous to American universities as Ultimate Frisbee teams. This student-led movement has the power to expand from serving a few college towns to creating a nationwide microfinance revolution. Thank you.
Thanks, Haley. State your name, your venture's name again.
Yeah, so Haley and Supriya, spell your name, Supriya.
Sripriya.
And we were pitching for Campus Microfinance.
Campus Microfinance. Awesome. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to go with another caller here, and we don't know who this caller is, so we're going to have a surprise pitch. A caller, I believe it's an international caller, Harlem from the UK. Is this you?
Hello, it's, I don't know whether you're speaking to me.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, hello, hello, Michael. It's, my name is Arun Ganesan, and I'm calling from Manchester, UK.
Manchester,
and I'm calling
great.
On behalf of a team of doctors who run a website called the Indian Doctors Network.
Indian Doctors Network. Yes, I remember reading about you guys on Bugmito and there's some stuff about you guys and commented there. So please tell us about what you're working on in 60 seconds.
Thank you. Hi there. My name is Arun, and I'm calling on behalf of a group of doctors, and we run a website called Indian Doctors Network. The basic idea behind it is to create an e-community where doctors who are registered in India as a medical professional are able to share information freely. We've also got forums, and we've got various educational resources and medical news available. If you would like to have a look at our homepage, just Google Indian Doctors Network. The idea itself was born in 2006, and we've been through many ups and downs. And we are at a stage where we want to push it further because India, with a population of 1 billion, there are many, many preventable deaths. And I think by providing quality information, we will be able to prevent at least a few of those. Thank you. That's all on behalf of Indian Doctors Network. And my name is Arun.
Arun, thanks a lot for calling, especially all the way from the UK. Like a lot of our callers are global tonight. Thanks for pitching.
Thank you.
And just before we bring on the next caller, I don't want to bias up and try not to make too many comments after each one of these calls. These are all really fantastic, and we should have done this earlier because it just gives us instructors and the students, just to hear what everybody's working on here in the class, and just how much value. I mean, us instructors say all the time that we think there's $100 million of value easily in this course. So in just a minute, we're going to take our next caller. He's going to be Kelly. And Kelly. Kelly, are you
Hi, Michael.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good to have you and to hear your voice again, like many of our other students. So why don't you just repeat your name again for us?
Sure,
and
my name
the
is...
The name of your venture?
Yes, my name is Kelly McMillan, Twitter handle, at Sapphire Blue. And we are iSharelocal.org and .com, a worldwide sharing network and internet platform interconnecting people to people for the purpose of exchanging services directly within our own community. iSharelocal creates relationships, community, and trust by providing a dynamic peer-to-peer secure labor exchange service. Villages of this century have sprawled from suburb to suburb, leaving many people isolated from family and friends, creating what we call a social need gap. Creating peer-to-peer service sharing while building community is our mission at iSharelocal.org. We are a social entrepreneurial for-profit company dedicated to bringing the services of the community to your doorstep while incentivizing employee and member growth with profit share options. We invite you to share your talent by introducing yourself to us. You can look for us at many of your community events. Again, my name is Kelly McMillan. Twitter handle at Sapphire Blue, and we are iSharelocal.org and .com. Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. Will you say your name again? It's Kelly, K-E-L-I, is that right?
That's correct. And last name is McMillan, M-C-M-I-L-L-E-N. Twitter handle at Sapphire Blue.
Great. Where are you calling from tonight, Kelly?
Boulder, Colorado.
Boulder. Great. Did not know we had someone in Boulder. Thanks, Kelly. Good to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Michael. Have a great
day. All right. We have, I think, about five callers left. Tim, are you on?
Yep, I'm here, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Tim. Great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Are you in Melbourne?
I am now back in Melbourne. I've been here 3 weeks, just readjusting.
Excellent. Is it Tuesday there in Melbourne?
It is Tuesday morning, and rather cold.
Oh, great. Good morning. So this is Tim. Tim, tell us the name of your venture.
Sure. Well, the new venture is called Together, and my Twitter handle is at Tim J. Webster.
At Tim J. Webster. Tim, tell us in about 60 seconds what you're working on. What's together?
Okay. Well, if you ever tried to organize a conference, you've likely been focused so much on making sure that the speakers and participants turn up that you don't even think about, you know, what happens with all the material that the conference generates after it happens. Or if you've ever attended a conference and listened to someone present an amazing paper that doesn't end up actually being formally published, how do you find it again? So conferences, they're difficult beasts to manage and they can be expensive. And one of the criticisms of them, at least amongst people I've spoken with, is that they can be all talk and little action. And when it's all said and done, the ability to leverage all the knowledge that gets generated at a conference is often limited to those that attended the conference. So Together is a web platform that aims to fix this for gatherings both big and small by providing an event-specific repository for material leading up to events and, more importantly, for documentation after the event. And then with lots of conferences and events documented, Together becomes a persistent, searchable collection of conferences and their materials from around the world, all gathered in one place, whose knowledge can then be leveraged going forward.
Great. Right at 60 seconds. Your name, your venture's name, and your Twitter handle again.
Okay, so I'm Tim Webster. My Twitter handle is @TimJWebster. And my venture is called Together.
Tim, before you go, just a question. I'll try to ask other students questions too. Is this a venture that you've created in about the past 6 weeks during this course, or is this something you've been working on for a bit longer?
No, this actually happened in the last 6 weeks and happened in the last 6 weeks while talking with a couple of clients who work in the nonprofit sector. Started off with a slightly different idea as a landing page generator, but for specifically for conferences, and the idea sort of emerged more into being a searchable database of conferences. So that's basically all happened during the course.
Great. Thanks. Good hearing from you, Tim.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, just another reminder, everyone. You're going to be voting for these ventures at ashokau.org/online, and then you're going to go to the 12th session, that's tonight's session, for the student pitch tonight. And let me see if we have another caller. All right, well, that looks like we got all the pitches out there. So I think we had about 10 pitches. I see many of our students who pitched tonight tweeting some information on theirs. And that's basically it for tonight, guys. What we're probably going to do is host another one of these at a different time so that, we had a lot of students from parts of the world where it's about 2 a.m. right now. And we're going to give them a chance to call in and to also participate. Actually, we have one more experimental pitch we're going to do. One of our students in Bahrain gave a pitch by recording it and sending it to me, and she's in one of those places just mentioned where it's 2 or 3 a.m. right now. So we're going to try to give one last pitch, and this is Cherry Time. It's spelled C-H-A-R-I-T-I-M-E. Let's see if this comes through.
Hiya, my name is Hudson, and we have Yasin and Tamer also on this course. Our concept is Cherry Time. So a recent estimate revealed that about 971 million people volunteer in a year across the globe. With a workforce that huge, you could fix anything. What would happen if that huge workforce was harnessed more effectively? Cherry Time is an online solution that ties the time you volunteer to the best research campaigns out there with the biggest impact. How it works is, volunteers sign up, pick a project, start volunteering online. Money generated from completed projects get routed to a charity of the volunteer's choice. Once you sign up, you can use the same account to post and pay for projects and have other volunteers work on it. Any task that can be done online can be used to raise funds, whether translating, app development, or even creative writing or brand imaging. The power of volunteering is used to complete projects, raise funds, make an impact, while getting a quality service and gaining useful work experience, all while giving back to the community. So Cherry Time, inviting you to make a difference.
All right, I think that went through. That was Cherry Time. That was from a student, Hatun. I'm going to spell her name because I know I just butchered it. It's K-H-A-T-O-O-N. And it's K-H-A-T-O-O-N. And that was cherry time. So I'm going to do a quick check. And let's see, are any of the remaining callers on the line wanting to give a pitch? If so, you are live now. All of our callers are live. Is there anyone we missed? Hearing none. I know there are one or two that I wanted to hear. I don't think we heard from AIM. Nobody on the line needs to pitch?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Have you made a pitch yet?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
My name is Hwaich. Is that Michael?
Yes, this is Michael. Great. You're on.
Hi.
I think you're
so,
our last call.
So sorry. Yeah, no, I finally forget about Skype. I'm actually calling in from a mobile line right now.
Okay, well, let's make it quick so you don't get expensive rates right now.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
So tell
so
us your name.
I'll just and see whether this works.
Well,
just give
working.
Me 1 second.
So, okay, sure. 1 second, and we're going to get you going.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Let me just go outside because my roommates are still sleeping.
What time is it? Where are you?
I'm calling from India. I'm Zabada, and it's about 5 a.m. here.
Oh, my God.
And folks are still asleep. Yeah, so I'll not keep you.
This is, so far, this is my favorite. I don't think I can say that. All right, so when you're ready,
just
tell us your name.
Yep.
Your name again, the name of your venture.
Yep. So let me know when you're ready to go.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, so my name is Hwaich, and I'm calling in from, originally from Singapore, calling in from India.
Okay.
My idea is essentially about recycling everyday textiles, and how this came about was that I was really frustrated when I was cleaning out my wardrobe, trying to, decide what to give to charity and whatnot. And I just realized that we need to expand textile recycling. There's hardly anything available to that effect. So what I want to do is to establish a fabric recycling plant, want to create proper jobs, stimulate local economies, reduce pollution by hiring people from slum communities, organize them into workforces that go out and collect textiles, work with local and foreign designers to turn salvageable textiles into new fabrics for fashion. Materials that can't be worn, I intend to use that and turn it into things like insulation, industrial rags, stuffing, and most importantly, paper, because you can't use cotton to turn it into paper. So that would obviously have great environmental effects. Then I would also like to use the paper to and use them for materials that would benefit the community. So that would be like exercise for schools and things like sanitary napkins, because there's huge sanitary problems in the slum communities. The social value of the project will be that it reshapes the current wheel of what it really should have been, which is to create ethical jobs and, you know, help developing countries with their economic and environmental problems. They are the ones that need recycling the most. So, and it also reduces waste and reduces resources. That's the end of my pitch. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. Your name one more time, the name of your venture, and if you have a Twitter handle. Will you spell that for us?
So my name is Hwaich, H-U-I-C-H, last name Go, G-O-H. You could call my venture textile, just effectively textile recycling.
And do you have a Twitter handle?
Pardon?
Are you on Twitter?
Yes.
Would you like to tweet and your Twitter handle?
Sorry?
Yeah, what's your Twitter handle?
At Hwaichigo, so at and H-U-I-C-H-I-G-O-H.
Great. Well, tweet to hashtag a show for you online and say hi to everybody.
Yep.
Thanks for calling. That was really great. What a clear reception that was. And I think we have Anne on the line. I'm going to take her in just a minute. Let me see. Ayn, is that you? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're on. So tell
Hello?
Us.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. You're here. great to connect.
Tell us
your name, the name of your venture, and where you're calling from tonight or in the morning.
Sure, yeah. My name is Ayn, and I'm calling from Oman. My venture, okay, it's about 4:05 a.m. here. The venture doesn't have a name yet, so I'm going to refer to it as Project X. The project aims at scouting businesses that are hardly profitable or people with business ideas that are struggling to get them off the ground because of lack of probably funding or know-how. We're talking about communities that are underprivileged here. So this is where the project comes in to implement the big business idea into these select business ideas. That could be whether introducing technology platforms, marketing efforts, or even funding. So if I were to describe it in very crude terms, I would say that it's like running a poor man's consultancy shop with the core aim to enhance the income in marginalized communities. So that's what the project revolves around. Yeah.
Ayn, great. Thank you for calling in from Oman. Ayn, your Twitter handle is at AIN underscore KHAN, right? Ayn Khan.
That's right.
Great. Thanks again for calling. Good to connect with you like many of the other students. Get some sleep.
Same here. Thank you for listening.
Thanks. All right. I think that about does it. This was meant to be a shorter session. We're going to do one last call for anyone else who has called in. Make a pitch. If you're on the line, press 1, and we'll see if you're here to make a pitch. But I think that's about everyone we have. I saw one suggestion on Twitter. Can we come up with a list of everyone who made a pitch, their names and the name of their ventures? Yep, that'll be great. I will try to put that together, hopefully with the help of all of our students who pitched tonight. I'll post that on Ashoka U Online by the voting tool so that it's easier for folks who listen in after tonight. Did we get everybody? It looks like we have everybody, so we're going to call that a wrap, everyone. A reminder, on Wednesday night, we're going to have another session at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be our last session with a special guest. This is going to be with Lila Jana. She's the founder of Samasource. She's a really terrific and fantastic speaker. Same time as usual, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Otherwise, good luck on your final assignments. Remember, office hours next Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. also to ask us questions using the Ashoka U Gmail account that you all receive emails from. Good luck. Good voting. Pull your networks in to vote for your pitch. Listen again. Track down the student who made a pitch. Ask them questions. And good night or good morning.